Africa. Musa vinzere la kwa, la kwa, la kwa, la kwa.
Biggs, test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon with Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Four workers are injured in Chambishe fuel refinery explosion. Residents of Chupata compound raise their sanitation concerns in bars. And in African news, Sierra Leone becomes the latest African country to receive deportees from U.S. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Four workers have been hospitalized following an explosion at a fuel refinery in Chambeshi on the Copper Belt province on what was meant to be the company's first day of official production. The incident happened around 10 hours yesterday at Livneng Huansheng Investment Company Limited in the Sabina area. Copper Belt Province Deputy Police Commanding Officer J.D. Divai said the explosion occurred after sparks from a welding machine ignited an oil spillage during pipe replacement works on a refinery tank. Ms. Divai says the fire spread rapidly, and by the time firefighters from Kalulushi arrived, the refinery had already been gutted. Three Zambians and one Chinese national identified as Jacob Mukwima, Sylvester Chanda, Maxwell Nguni, and Li Xiaochong sustained injuries and are currently admitted to Sinozama Friendly Hospital after initially being rushed to Kitwe Teaching Hospital. Residents of Chipata compound in Lusaka have expressed concern over the poor state of toilets in most bars and taverns in the area. The residents say many drinking places operate with only one toilet shared by both men and women, a situation they described as unhygienic and unsafe. They further note that some toilets are not cleaned regularly and do not meet the basic sanitation standards, a development they say is putting the health of customers at risk. The residents are now calling on relevant authorities to compel bar owners to construct separate toilets for male and females in order to improve hygiene and protect public health.
If at all you check the toilets behind are filthy, and I wonder where these people go when they need to ease themselves. How can they use such toilets? If at all you check properly, you will find that the place is unbearable.
Some residents of the Misisi compound in Lusaka have attributed the rising number of divorce cases in the country to drug abuse and financial hardship. Speaking in an interview, Beauty Daka said that many young people are being influenced by drugs, a situation she says has weakened their ability to sustain marriages. Meanwhile, another resident, Chanda Chanda, said many couples are divorcing due to economic challenges and the high cost of living. Mr. Tanda added that financial pressure has forced some women into prostitution, further straining marriages and contributing to family breakdowns.
Kumamu wa maningi, nao wakutu wakwatire, nao ni majanki vana. So vikwatifa masikuwa na mwandi vaonika munga vakanga. Mwana mungono anapita pachikwati, chia chokapo, angena pechi nangwa chokapo. Mwana mungono pezo kachabena.
Chaminichi kozi na makamaka madivorce in the country. Inechamina wana maningi. It is because of economy. Economy is very, very much important. So, kwa kuchati vantu siwa kwa nisa pa nyumba, siwa kwa nisa kugula vakudia, kapamira, tisala ajituja. As a result, jashita bwanji, tapezi kati vantu, wakazi vamo yita ngena into prostitution, ndu wani wakangena prostitution, o wapizamu wa sugar daddy. Mamula sasa mbira abu, nazawa shita bwanji, azawa cha divorce.
Kiro District Electoral Officer Patrick Kambita has warned political players against conducting campaigns in markets without a prior approval as the campaign period approaches. Mr. Kambita said the election period is sensitive and that the commission remains committed to ensuring a free, fair and peaceful electoral process. He stressed the need for orderliness and adherence to the electoral code of conduct by all stakeholders. Mr. Kambita further clarified that markets are not designated campaign grounds and that any public gathering during the campaign period, including in markets, would require a permit from relevant authorities.
We need orderliness, we need peace, we need to ensure that those that will be campaigning, they must be able to campaign within the tenets of the electoral code of conduct, which is a public gathering for that matter. During the campaign period when it opens, they should be able to get a permit permitting them to do just that. So I think it's very, very important that even in terms of meeting, standing, there is a symbol that is recognized, that they say this is your symbol. That one is registered and recognized by the Electoral Commission of Zambia. Then for the independent, those ones who stand as independent, this is a schedule of symbols. But if it has already been taken by another person, we cannot use it. For instance,
we break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola maximwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Ungankale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Maximwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rates, mitengo, zama oja, zamene talandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg delele, 250. 50 kg katapa, 100 kwacha. 50 kg impua, 250. 50 kg ondwe, 130. 50 kg chihuahua, 130. 50 kg kalembula, 120. 50 kg lumanda, 150. 50 kg mupilu, 130. 50 kg repu, 200. 50 kg chinese, 160. 50 kg shara chalimbana, 550. 50 kg candolo, 230. 25 kg 90 kwacha. Bokosi ya tomato, 200. Onyoni ya white ponchu ya mutu, 500. Ilibe mutu, 220. Onyoni ya red ponchu ya mutu, 680. Ilibe mutu, 300.